You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me ask you something about funnel cake.
What's on your mind?
Well, I have questions about this. You know, just one of the things that you mentioned it in the trending report, so I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. I would assume there is a certain percentage of our listeners who are like, funnel cake, ew. Okay, well, totally get it.
Change the station then.
Look, there are people who say that about pizza, so yeah, I'm not going to be surprised that people say it about funnel cake. Yeah. But I think we can agree that the average person sees funnel cake and they're like, oh, man.
That looks tasty. Like, yeah.
That is really good. And we know it's death on a plate. We know that.
It's just fried food with sugar all over it.
So with America's love affair with the funnel cake, here's my question. Why don't you see it on the dessert menu at most restaurants?
Oh, boy, you really don't, do you?
I've never seen it on a dessert menu at any restaurant. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm saying I haven't seen them. And if I haven't seen them and I've gotten around to restaurants, my friend.
Sure.
That's not a regular thing. So why
not? It's purely a carnival slash circus slash fair food, you know?
Yeah, it's fair food.
It's fair food.
The stuff that went through in my mind was, well, maybe it's difficult. Then I thought, well, that's ridiculous. They make it in a damn trailer on the fairgrounds.
Correct.
You know, the Midway.
It's essentially a flattened out donut, really.
Right.
If you think about it, it's just it's a donut pizza.
Yeah, so it cannot be difficult to make. This other thing that went through my mind was, maybe they just know that people would be too embarrassed to order it.
Psh, whatever.
Except, look around.
Everyone would be oohing and aahing as the waiter presented it at your table. And you know it would be all fancied up, you know, with a dollop of this and a drizzle of that. And it would look pretty awesome. Yeah. Let me ask you, is the funnel cake in the same camp as the sopapilla?
Yes. It has to be.
I think it is.
It's just a deep fried food.
So they have sopapillas. Why can't we get funnel cakes?
Yeah, that's a
good
question.
Yeah, what the hell?
Is it because sopapillas were not a traditional fair / carnival food, and so people didn't feel like a low-life ordering
them? That's the thing. It sounds way classier to say, yeah, bring us some sopapillas. And it's fun to say, but funnel cake. You feel like you're missing teeth when you say funnel cake.
You feel like a Jethro when you order a funnel cake.
You do. You should be eating overalls or wearing overalls when you're eating a funnel cake, you know?
And I know now we're going to get, you know, Facebook messages. Oh, Dom, you can find them. You don't have to do that.
No, just in general.
I'm talking about in general. Why don't more restaurants just say, screw it, America loves funnel cakes. Let's make it our...
Why can't I sit down at a Chili's and order me a funnel cake?
Exactly.
That's prime funnel cake spot.
Chocolate lava cake on there. I got news for you. That ain't very good for you either. And yet we order it.
I want a funnel cake now.
I'm just wondering. And there are restaurant people who are listening right now. I'm giving you $1 million idea because once you do this, you can promote the hell out of it.
Get it on the menu ASAP.
And people will talk about, did you hear that? You know, Joe Blow Restaurant has funnel cake on their dessert menu.
It's got to be a food truck.
And
thing
I can
too,
already hear, I can hear the server already as they're taking your order, and they're like, "All right, make sure you save room for funnel cake."
All right.
These are just the things that
go
through my
mind.
That's
so good. There's got to be like a funnel cake truck that drives around, right? Like that's $1 million idea too. Park that outside of a bar at the end of the night? Are you
kidding
me? I know
those. I have seen those.
That's a brilliant business
plan. I have seen those. So those do exist.
My gosh. You're raking
the
money.
You know, I sold my food truck just almost a year ago.
Oh, you could have been a bazillionaire.
Yeah, but you know what my food truck idea was? And I will gift this to somebody. Muffin burgers. What?
Muffin burgers.
Muffin burgers. This is I'm telling you, somebody's going to get rich off of this. And are they going to give me any credit? Probably not.
So you're putting a slab of meat in between a muffin?
So what you do, because I've made this at home, and I know how deliriously delicious it is. And no matter what you think, when you hear it, you'd have to try a bite. It is essentially a burger. But you get the good quality meat burger.
Grass-fed.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
or
organic.
Kobo or whatever.
Whatever.
Kobe meat. But Kobo.
Kobo.
That's a bookseller.
Kobo beef.
Anyway, you get some good beef, and then what you do is you take an English muffin and you toast that, and then you butter both sides of it.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You put your burger on there, so it's a smaller, it's like a hand size burger.
Different muffin.
Yeah, it's an English muffin with a burger in it. I've done it, and it is crazy good. But the thing is, I knew that it was good food truck food because
it's false advertising.
Why?
People are going to wander up to that food truck thinking they're going to get a delicious muffin with a burger in it. Not an English muffin.
Why would you do a muffin with a burger?
If you say muffin burger, I'm thinking you're getting a brand muffin with a slab of beef in between it.
You don't have to worry about that because this would become such a huge hit that people would be screaming it from the rooftops. Everybody would know where I was going to call it Dominic's Muffin Burgers. That was it. Dominic's Muffin Burgers. And I was going to take that food truck out to the bars. And when people come pouring out of there at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, oh, it's just like my Fry Guys idea. You know that was $1 million.
That was a good idea. Somebody scooped that up. They have like those trucks now with like a bunch of different fries. And
yeah, well, that one got raised my hand. I was the first to come up with that idea, though.
Muffin Burgers would have flopped. It would have been a horrible experiment for you. You would have lost thousands.
All right, we're going to open up the phones right now, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask for your $1 million food truck idea that nobody's doing.
That's pretty good.
But you've got, mine is Fry Guys, then Dominic's Muffin Burgers, and...
What? You can get like a chocolate chip muffin with a hamburger in it?
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I know I'm not the only dreamer out there. I know people have ideas.
Let's do
for
it.
Food truck food.
Light them up for us. Come on.
That people aren't doing, and you're like, I know this isn't a good idea. I know this is a good idea.
I know y'all can beat muffin burgers. Muffin burger.
I'm going to shove one in
your
mouth.
You're a muffin burger.
And you're going to say, holy crap, Dom.
You look like a muffin burger.
Well, then I would be my own advertising. Just put my picture on the side.
Pants pulled up over your belly button.
Daniel says, Dom and Jeremy, I would love to see really expensive, fancy restaurants do the funnel cake dessert.
Yeah.
It would really stand out and people would talk about it. That's Daniel.
They could class it up, right?
But the thing is, I wouldn't want them to, because you know how sometimes like the uber wealthy will try to slum it down a little bit so that they feel like, you know, they're straight,
like a regular Joe. Yeah.
Right. You know? So I can see these five-star restaurants saying, yes, we have a wonderful Chateaubriand, blah, 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 blah.
They're called a fennel. It's a fennel cake.
And a fennel cake.
They'll put gold flakes on it. No.
You know they would do that kind of stuff.
Rick,
and then
they
say, we are in touch with the average American.
Yes, it is delicious.
You're not.
These are featured at fairs.
Chelsea says, Dom and Jeremy, my $1 million food truck idea is... fried egg sandwiches with bacon on the English muffin. She says, I think that is the food people would want outside the bar.
Truck. I like that a lot.
I think that might already be done.
It might be. You can get a McMuffin at McDonald's. Rick just wrote in with the three words, funnel cake burgers. Then he said, you're welcome, Rick. All right.
Wait a minute. We've made, in the studio, we've made the donuts, cheeseburgers. You remember that?
I do remember that. Quite tasty.
We brought in our own little griddle and we made we made donut cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. That was tasty.
So I guess you could do the same thing with funnel cake.
Kaylee, I forgot to write her name down. Kayla, she said, I have trademarked in my notes from 2013, but I want to open a Squeals on Wheels bacon mobile. It's a food truck that sells everything bacon. She wrote in, though, at the second message and said, although my husband says it sounds like a pig torture truck. Squeals on Wheels.
I got to give her a ding for that because that
funny.
One is
that
really,
is
really
so
well
good.
Played.
Thank you for that.
Missy says, my food truck would serve hot dogs with jelly. She says, sweet and savory. It's yummy. Try it before you say yuck. Try it before you say yeah. Well, that's not that different from the little weenies that you make.
A little weenie.
In a crock pot.
You put the grape jelly and mustard.
Grape jelly in it. Right?
You could call them dipping dogs instead of dipping dots. Dipping dogs. And then have different jellies that you dip your hot dogs in. Different things.